Thanks for joining us, Dr. David Bond.
Thank you.
Now, how much money does a man earn compared to a woman? Very simple question.
Well, full-time average earnings. So this is for workers on full-time average earnings. For women in Australia, it's around about $1,300. For men in Australia, it's about $1,600. So the gap, and this is from ABS figures, and also put together by the Workplace Gender Equality Agency. And so that averages out at about 17% across the country for full-time workers.
Why do you think are the reasons for this inequality, and why is it still happening? Why is it why does it still exist?
I mean, the interesting thing when you look at that full-time average earnings, I mean, that averages across all different industries and all different professions. So, I mean, part of what's going on with some of that difference is that the types of work that you will generally see sort of men and women do. And there are certain industries which are more male-dominated, which the gap in those industries is much wider. So things like finance, you'll see more men sort of in those sort of roles, and they're earning quite significant money in that case. You see certain industries which are more sort of female dominated, and as compared to say finance and those types of industries, they do earn less. So I mean, that's one thing that's happening with that. I mean, there's also arguments around that men will be more forthright and coming forward and saying, you know, I need a pay rise. And so I mean, I think there's a few things going on in that.
Now, if organisations and companies like ANZ, for example, with what they did with the video, do you think if they were to push the idea of closing that gap, would that help reduce the pay inequality?
Look, I think everything that starts to draw light on this will help, and certainly the work by the WGEA to sort of highlight, and they were last year when they were coming out with a lot of their statistics, you know, very much sort of painting the picture that this is an issue, and this is an issue which is continuing. And they're working with companies, like you mentioned, ANZ, to try to highlight some of the issues that exist. And I think the more that we become aware of it, the better it will be. And just, I suppose, things that you start to see happen. I mean, when you see high school results, when you see that, you know, across the board, it seems to be that female students are doing much better. When you see the number of students entering into university, so last year, 55% of students at university are female. So, I mean, you are starting to see quite significant trends towards female representation through education and doing well in that respect. At the moment, it doesn't seem to be translating across into dealing with the pay gap, and also to some extent doesn't deal with sort of that glass ceiling which is happening or which exists. That said, will we start to see over the next sort of 10, 15, 20 years as those students come out of education and start going into the workforce, that start to lessen?
So just quickly, there was an article about how boys get more pocket money than girls. What was that all about? How did this all come into the discussion in the media landscape?
Oh, look, this is one of these. So this is from a customer-owned bank up in Queensland. So it's been around for over 100 years, the Heritage Bank. And look, they just did a small survey. It was only, when you look down into the details, it was only a survey of 500 households. But it's one of those things where they can sort of hang their hat on and say, look, here's some work that we've done. So they found off this survey that boys received $13 a week in pocket money and girls received $9.60 a week. So that equates to about a 35% gap.
Ooh.
So, I mean, yeah, that's quite sizable. To the extent that it's not a hugely scientific study, you know, what necessarily you can draw from that. I mean, I look at just on the raw numbers of it and think, wow, that seems like a lot of money. I can't, and I know, times change, but I can't remember receiving anything close to that sort of money when I was a kid. does the gender pay gap start really early on? Look, certainly off pocket money, I don't know how much we can draw from this. But when you start cutting pay gaps, like the actual pay, not, from pocket money, that does exist. And for under 17, for those under 17, the pay gap is about 12%. It declines over the next sort of group of people. For the 18 to 20-year-olds, the gap is only about 6%. But from the age of 20 onwards, the gap just grows. So I think, you know, how much we can take from that, from the pocket money thing, probably not a huge amount, but it's a nice little thing that they put out.
An interesting study. And I guess, you know, how has the pay gap changed in the past few decades in terms of patterns or improvements or anything really?
It was, from the WGEA work that I've seen, through to about 2004, it was, at least for the decade or so prior to that, it was trending downwards. So in terms of it was narrowing. But from about 2004 through to now, it's actually widened, which, you know, I haven't looked into... sort of gone into the detail of why that is, but I mean that certainly seems to be a concerning thing when you see that sort of educational attainment, you know, by sort of women is improving. So I don't know what is necessarily causing that.
That's interesting. I'm really curious to know why it would widen as well.
Well, I think jumping onto the WGEA do put out a huge amount of, you know, information about this sort of thing. So I mean, for anyone that is interested in having a look at that. Just Google Workplace Gender Equality Agency, and they have some nice research output, which kind of starts to, you know, gets at what is going on here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. David Bond.